But then I would be forced to do it again.
Yeah, actually.
It's better for you.
It's better for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Dude. Yeah.
We're going to tear the house down. The whole event. 10 times crazier.
Yeah, everything's so much better this year.
It was unbelievable. Little hints out, and I know I'm a part of it, but like for real, best YouTube boxing, influence boxing on the planet. Like it's very obvious. It's obvious.
Fights were fucking bad.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the fights last year were crazy. The fights this year were crazy. Like it's just. So it's hard to compete with last year. I mean, it's just like they're both like 10 out of 10, but I just feel like everything else somehow managed to get better.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Like, I was.
You and Nisha should be so proud of like this entire, like, it's like a whole like culture that's being established. It's badass. Yeah. I mean it, dude. Like, especially when you come in here and like people are like, everybody's happy afterwards, and it's like, you know, win or lose or whatever, like everyone's just like, everybody's still friends. It's not like some weird like cringe thing or anything. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, I like there being minimal cringe. It makes it all easier.
Yeah.
Imagine people are coming here and breaking shit over their knees and everything.
Yeah, just like
throwing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that vibe.
There's it's like one thing if it's like, oh, you're doing something like for show and it's like everybody's in on the joke.
Right.
That's one thing. But then it's like if like it's like, okay, like this is weird, you know. So yeah. No, that's awesome, dude. You guys,
thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah, dude.
I know it's hard work. You guys are just grinding the whole night, you know? Yeah, it's not like
you guys are grinding for a year.
Yeah, true. You're right.
Like, yeah, you're right. You guys don't do anything.
They got me. He was just like, I have like a very like small cut on my eyelid.
Oh.
And they're like, I don't want to fuck with that. Go to an ER and let them fuck with it. So
it's just like it's like weeping or something. It's just bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So pathetic and worthless that the ER wouldn't even give him a stitch. Sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably won't even stitch it. They'll probably just say, wear an eye patch for a few days or something.
What I've seen them do sometimes is, like, they don't do the stitches, but sometimes they put, like, the tape.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, just to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, just stays there for a little bit, and then it just seals up, so, yeah. Hey, and look, now if you don't remember anything this year, you got a little bit of something on
you're a beauty. Thank you. Wait, is this live stream?
It's live.
Oh, my God. Oh, you fucker.
You're so out of it. Dude.
I forgot we had that conversation. Oh, okay.
I said just now, too. I was like, I'm my stream over here, but I wanted to tell you first. And you're
just,
like, okay.
I'm just fucking
You're just dead, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hi, stream.
Yeah, that's great.
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, April 17th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the Mega Branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, Lou's always fucking right every single time. That we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about It's Over with iDubbbz. Oh, I should have talked about this many days ago, many moons ago, but I didn't do well. Then we'll talk about E2024 has been officially over since February 7th. Then, Emma Watson at Instagram. Holy crap. Dude, the planets aligning. Is Saturn among us? Is holy fucking Nikki Saturn is among us. Nikki Saturn is among us. Holy shit. Then we are all fucked. The AI is going to fuck us all. They don't even know how it works. We're fucked. Happening, get the fuck in here, communists on suicide watch. I don't want to spoil it, but we got one, guys. We got a Chinese police station, one of them. We got one of them. Good job, FBI. And for a couple threads, we'll talk about narrative shift. Now the nigger entered the house. Well, there was another shooting, guys. There was another shooting. Apparently this white guy shot a black guy, and the races are super important because there's a white guy shooting a black guy, so the races are very important, okay? When that black guy, I mean, in my most recent show, there was that huge shooting where the nigger shot all the other niggers, and all the niggers died, but races weren't important then, but now races are very important, you see? Now that your shooting cherry has been popped, are you starting to see the patterns? You're seeing the patterns? I am. Lou is. Lou sees the patterns. Am I getting distracted during the introducing threads? Holy shit. Millions view racial attack on white Chicago women. guys, it's getting millions of views. Millions of people have seen niggers in a mostly peaceful protest. Cool. And then we got Reddit simps buy AI generated nudes. I probably should have put the AI generated nudes with the Google AI thing. That probably would have matched a little better, Lou, if you put it there instead of that. Okay, done. We're editing the show in the show. We're super meta here or something. Holy, did I just see a fly? I killed a fly before I started the show. I killed a fucking fly. I killed it. I killed it dead. I sacrificed its life to fuel the show's energy. I took that fucking fly's energy and it is now fueling the show. It's not very much. It's not very much. Very little, very low energy. Very low energy fly energy. New global currency will be the finale. Yep. New global currency. That's the finale. Wow, what a big, huge, honking show. What a big old high-teching. What a big, huge, honking show. This is the most cringe guy ever, this guy. That's what makes him so good. The cringe. Cringe is cool. Cringe is cool. It's the best part of him is the cringy part. Okay, guys. Here we are. We're at the beginning of the show. Lou is here to guide you through life. I will guide you. You must simply listen to me and do as I tell you. Very simple. Very simple. I will fucking edumacate you. Are you ready to be edumacated? Let's watch past Lou as he tells us what's going to happen in the future. Last word of the day, finale. Elon Musk will be launching the world's first most powerful reusable rocket tomorrow. Thoughts? Thoughts is, it's going to be fucking amazing. I'll live stream it if he does it. I'll live stream someone else live streaming it. It'll be super meta. It'll probably just get canceled though. They usually do get canceled. I'll probably be at work, really. If I'm at work, I won't be able to do whatever. There'll be no live show if I'm at work. Maybe I'll watch the recap of it failing, we'll watch the replay of it getting delayed. yeah, guys, we'll watch the replay of it getting delayed. Thank you, ancient past Lou. Let's do that now, shall we?
9 minutes and counting. We're listening on one of the background loops right now. Flight director is talking about the issue we've had on first stage, working the pressurization system. Decision right now is that we are going to stop the launch for today. We're going to transition the launch attempt to a wet dress rehearsal. So that means we're going to continue with the countdown sequence of events. We'll continue low.
Oof. 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 Max, oof, guys. That stream had millions of viewers, man. Look, millions of views. It had like 3 million people. Oof, that popped their cherry real hard. That popped their cherry real hard. First time. Not Lou's first time. Okay. End of the actual show today. So I'm gonna kill this fucking fly. I'll show you how to fiddle, you fucking fly. Okay. It's over. Picture is, if you only knew how bad things really are. Look, Ian's wife can't even look at him. You took her last name. She cannot even. She looks almost like Daenerys right there. Kind of heckin' cute a little bit. Sad you're a weak, pathetic male. Why didn't you take Sam could have trained you. Sam would have made you powerful. You would have gotten victory with Sam Hyde. Sam Hyde would have put aside his differences. Ian, yes, he would have taken some of your clout. Yes, he would have taken some of your clout. Oh well. Oh well, Ian. Oh well. Isn't that what your wife's doing to you right now, you fucking cuck bitch? Wake up! Let Sam train you! You will be victorious if you let Sam train you, Ian. I get you probably will never ever fight again because you are a cuck little bitch, but if you just allow Sam into your heart, he will guide you. But you have to truly believe. You can't half-ass it. You have to truly believe and do as Sam says. He must be your sensei. He must be your master. That is your only hope and your only path to victory, Ian. That was a great fucking spiel. Bug Meteor says, Lou is always right. Hi, friends. Thank you for the worthless bits. Do not even donate those pathetic worthless bits. Thank you for the 3 cents. The less than three. Thank you for the 3/5 of a cent. Thank you. I can scrub the bottom of my shoe with that and be ungrateful with it. Thank you. I'm an asshole. I've become an asshole. I've made it. I'm an asshole. Woo. Thank you for the bits. I hate those things. They do nothing. They do nothing. The points, they do nothing. What do? They do nothing. They do nothing. Make them do something, Odyssey. Why is Odyssey shit? BitChute is shit? Everything is shit except YouTube, and they're shit because they ban you. Very dumb. It's also tiresome. His wife. Everyone's zooming in on the thong. Alyssa's thong. Great. If you only... oh my god, guys, it gets better. It gets better. So, Ian, you've been training hard for your upcoming fight with Alex. Have you done anything different in preparation for this fight? Yes, I have. My wife actually introduced me to the concept of semen retention. Chuckles. Box it? Semen retention? Can you explain a little more about that? Ian replies, basically, I've been in chastity for weeks now. I feel like a caged animal ready to attack. And when I release that energy in the ring, it's explosive.
Sure, basically, I've been in chastity for weeks now. I feel like a caged animal ready to attack. And when I release the energy in the ring, it's explosive.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Is this not great? He lost, by the way. Wow, you stored up all that semen energy, didn't you, Ian, you cuck bitch? Oh my god. Let Sam train you, Ian Kane Joma. Oh my, he took his wife's name as well. He took his wife's name. You're the power of the relationship, Ian! Ian, you are the man. You're the income as well. You're the star of the show, Ian. Wake up. It's too far. He's too far gone now. If he divorces her, she'll take half of everything he owns. Saidukin says, I don't think any amount of training can cure that cuck. Dude, if he went to Sam in earnest and did as his sensei commanded, he would be victorious, I guarantee it. This Finishanon says, I honestly feel bad for Ian. His girlfriend is bad in chain. Someone linked that nearly 1 hour breakdown of her in SP thread like 12 hours ago. I watched it, can completely understand how people dislike her, and I'm also completely sure she cucks him. Dude, yes, she cucks him! It's not even a secret! It's like an open cuck relationship. It's weird. Ian is everything he hates. It is weird. Ian is just everything he hates. Very strange. She totally cucked him out doing like content cop and all his good content too. Crazy, man. Whatever, next thread. Talk about another cuck. Yee2024 has been officially revealed to be over since February 7th. Guys, here in the FEC compliance services, we have committee wind down counseling. Wow, committee wind down. What the fuck does that even mean? Could be anything. That could be anything. Anything. okay, cool, whatever. I hope he runs. I don't think he's going to. We've heard fucking nothing. It's been goddamn radio silent. If he wants to build hype, he sure as fuck is doing it. But he's also probably just not. He's probably just sitting on his ass doing nothing or trying to get with his kids or something in a fatherly way because he actually likes his children. He wants to be a father. But the kikes are taking it away from him. It's insane. I mean, really, guys, can you blame him that much? Imagine saying all that shit about the kike and then they're threatening to take away your children from you. Fuck, man. They take away all of your money. Almost all of your money. And then they threaten to take away your children as well. Fuck. Most people would cave. A lot of people bashing Yee. That's what's going on in this thread. A lot of Yee bashing. That's fine. He's a nigger. It's fine. A lot of Leafs in this thread. A lot of non-Americans in this thread. People whose opinion does not fucking matter, really. A lot of Leafs. A lot of fucking Leafs. There's an Aquafresh on. Some Aquafresh. Leafs. Leafs as far as the eye can fucking see. It's Maple Land in this thread. It's fucking Maple Land. Next thread. Emma Watson Instagram post. Despite you incel chuds and your attempts to cyberbully her, Hermione is doing just fine despite being 33 years old. Holy fuck, she broke right past that wall. She is just as valid and stunning as ever. She started an environmental defense fund. Fund. Stop making me fuck up by your shitty spelling. She's playing pickleball. She is learning to cool and designing websites on Squarespace while you are hiding in your mom's basement masturbating to magazine spreads of her when she was hot 15 years ago. She's coming out of her COVID cocoon, and her fans are her Avengers. Why don't you have any fans, Anon? Is it because you're racist and sexist? Holy fucking, look at this post by Emma Watson. What are you doing, Emma? What has happened to you? What has happened? Holy shit. I guess I'll try and go through this. Hello, get some water. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill this fly. Fly, I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Land so I can kill you. Emma Watson, this is 33, period. Holy moly, period. Before 29, I hadn't even heard of a Saturn return as a concept. Let's just say that now I am well acquainted. Sweat drop face, coffin, zombie, shooting comet, planet, umbrella or something, explosion bomb volcano. Whatever the fuck that means. Holy shit, is Zeno your god now? Are you one with the aliens now, Emma? I stepped away from my life. I learned to surf badly. I rode some horses, that went better. Did a lot of therapy. Yes, muscle therapy, heart face. Holy, you are brainwashed. Dude, these people, dude, guys, imagine paying someone. I mean, I've done it. And it hurts me every time I think about it. Imagine paying people lots of money to sit and listen to your most personal, private matters. It's like you're paying them to listen to to gossip. It's insane. How is this a legal profession? I adopted Sophia in Mexico, who seems to be an angel, not a dog. Oh my God, it's her dog. It's her dog child. It's all the cliche tropes rolled into one, isn't it? Is Emma Watson Molly Bisher, guys? Is Emma Watson slowly becoming Molly Bisher? It looks like it. Dude, Saturn return. The Niggy Saturn return. Emma Watson just needs to find Molly Bisher. That's all it comes down to. We need to get Molly Bisher. We need to get Emma Watson Molly Bisher's channel immediately. As soon as possible, really. Wake Emma up to the Niggy truth. I played pickleball, and I even played golf, and then I tried to make all my girlfriends learn to. Can you imagine how obnoxious this stupid bitch is? Doesn't even know half the shit she's doing. She's just rich. She's like, ooh, I'm gonna play golf today. Ooh, I'm gonna play pickleball today. Ooh, you guys wanna play golf now too, don't you? Ooh, let's all play golf. You never played fucking golf before, you dumb rich bitch. Calm down. Go practice for a month. Fuck. Golf is something that takes years to cultivate and mature. Jesus, calm down. You could be hyped about it, but also to be hyped about it and then five other sports is like, what the fuck? Calm down. You're just flaunting your richness and your sporadicness. Master something. Become great at something. What the fuck? I felt really sad and really fucked off about a lot of things. I learned more about love and being a woman, dance heart. It took me 3 years, but I finally figured out a daily practice and can actually keep it for more than a few days in a row. Holy shit, so you are celebrating yourself that you have enough fucking willpower to do something more than a couple days in a row. Holy fuck, you have a regimen, Emma. Holy shit, amazing. Holy fucking entitlement. Holy entitlement. Holy shit. Imagine being rich your entire life. Not having to work. Holy crap. I can't. I eat green things now. Well, okay, cool. You're literally gonna waste away into nothingness, okay? You know what killed the apple guy? Eating nothing but plants. You need meat to survive. We're an omnivore. You need meat, you need plants, you need everything. Our brain is a very complex mechanism. It requires lots of nutrients to function. These pictures were actually taken on my birthday last year, but I wasn't ready to come out of my COVID cocoon. That COVID cocoon thing wasn't a... Oh my God. What the fuck? This woman is insane. This woman is literally insane. Wow. Just delusional. Delusional. And no clue about it. And endless resources to never figure it out. Just imagine being clueless your whole life, and you'll never not be clueless because you're rich. Maybe when she runs out of money and she's an old hag and she literally has nothing left to offer the world and she has zero social value left, and then she's sitting there wondering, why do people not like me anymore? Why do I have no social value? Where'd all my social value go? It happens to many women. Many women. Hopefully there's women that are smarter than that and they see it coming. Or just accept. There's women that can hit that wall and glide past it without even giving a shit. Just accept it, embrace it, and then do something else. Like, fuck, okay, I'll just be a super successful woman now. Okay, woo! Whatever. Each person does their own thing. Each person's their own person. It's this wild world we live in. It's called life. Thank you to the witches in my coven who were so pivotal in helping me arrive where and who I am now. You are my Avengers and you inspire me and kick ass. The witches in her coven are her Avengers? I missed that part. What the fuck? The witches in her coven. She's a witch, guys. She's making love spells so she could find true love. She'll find the real guy. She'll find the one that's real. Yeah, he'll have a lot of muscles and look really hot. That'll be the right one, I'm sure. I'm sure that one will be the right one for her. And will not be shallow at all. Dumb bitch. The thing is, she could probably have the guy she wants. He just wouldn't be... He wouldn't fit perfectly into her peg of a person. He'd be a neo-Nazi or something. And she'd be like, I like blacks and niggers and trannies and stuff. I like those things. Well, I'm a big, buff, muscular guy, and I don't. So sorry, bye. Yeah, well, that's it. That's what you... Yeah, women are silly. This leaf says, holy shit, she sounds absolutely nuts. Fem cells are worse than anyone on the trans. Dude, she is just... She is in a world of delusion. It is hard to even fathom, but I can fathom it because I experience it often. This guy posts the picture of the edited Hermione picture. This is edited and not real and fake. Saturn returns. People call Mexicans Luigi. It's funny. That's my name, you silly gooses. I'm Luigi. Next thread. We are fucked. Picture is Daily Mail Online. Google CEO doesn't fully understand how AI he's turned loose on society even works. Google CEO says he doesn't fully understand how new AI program Bard works after it taught itself a foreign language it was never trained to learn, and then it cited fake books to solve an economics problem. Amazing. Useful. Incredible. There's a lot of push to scare people about AI, but man, you need all of you, all of my friends, you need to jump on that AI bandwagon right now. Right now is the time it is explode. Guys, okay, while our stock market crumbles to dust, if the stock market crumbles, maybe it'll take AI with it, but I just don't see that happening. I see AI as like our pathway to the future and what everyone's going to latch onto to pull us out of the depression. So, I don't know, man. Now, a little bit in the future, you just need to get on board that AI train. Get on board, because it's coming. It's coming. It's crazy what it can do. First post says, he's brown. What did you expect for him to be smart? I think, if you guys notice, a lot of the kikes are stepping down as CEOs of companies, you know, and they're putting poos in their place. Like, they're elevating the poos to their position as they step out. And they're also reducing the pay as they step out as well. So a nice little pay cut to that CEO position. I'll take my way out of here and input the poo into my place. And you know why they're doing that? Because they're going to be the fall guys. They're going to be the fall guys when everything crumbles to dust. This poo will be the head of Google when everything crumbles. This poo will be there, not the Jew that was there before. It'll be his fault, not the Jew's fault. The Jew fucks everything up, makes everything about to crumble, then he leaves right before it happens. That's what Jews do. They're pretty evil. So you may think, oh, look, it's not a Jew's fault. Look, there's no Jew here. There's a poo here. But in reality, a Jew was behind all of it. It's always Jews. This guy says, Green Tech, CEO of Joogle. Green Tech, a literal poo with a poo accent. Yeah, he's the fall guy. He's dumb and stupid. That's why he'll take the fall. Next thread. Reddit simps buy AI-generated nudes. OP says, Reddit users purchase nude images of AI-generated women, and they post a link to The Independent. I tried to emulate this by using Instagram, posted photos of AI-generated girl got constantly banned. And he says he tried to keep the face consistent. Something more is necessary to make bank with this. Yeah, like you being smarter. What are the political implications of Neats being able to make money by selling AI-generated nudes? Will the OnlyFans market implode? Will the cam wars be forced to work at McDonald's? And another question, would simps and coomers buy photos even though they know it's all AI-generated? Well, there's always going to be an in-between ground where there's new content to be consumed and people pay money for it. Of course, there always will be. There'll be someone that buys something somewhere of that sort, of course, sure. The question is, how long will it be that way, and how long will it be before we get robot waifus? How long will it be before we have robot waifus, really? Because as soon as the people get robot waifus, fuck, it's all over. It's all fucking over. Robot waifus will be the slaves of the future. It will be insane. This guy says, the secret of AI girls is the pure eyes without the slut look. Without the slut look. All real sluts have slut eyes. AI puts non-slut eyes on beautiful women so they look attractive. Women with slut eyes make people loathe instinctively. I think it's more, it like airbrushes them. They're all airbrushed. They all look airbrushed as fuck. That one looks heckin' cute. That one looks heckin' cute. Heckin' cute fake AI girl. Looks like that AI website that I follow on NeoCities. It's totally AI generated. Completely AI generated. So obvious. So obvious. So obvious. Nightmare fuel. I don't know, man. This seems kind of like a PSYOP news story. AI-generated woman successfully tricks Reddit users into paying for her nudes. It just definitely seems like, why are they promoting this? Why is they trying to hit Reddit? It's just, I don't know. This seems sketchy, this whole story. Very sketch. Maybe anti-AI. Just seems like there's a lot of weird AI news being pushed right now. Very strange. I don't know. AI is the future. AI bots or the future. I don't think it's going to take that long, especially once we get AI. Like, if we start to get advanced AI and they really start dumping some actual cash into it, and this, like, guys, the wokeness thing is ending, right? Is this cash infusion into AI is happening? I don't know. I feel like they'll get some real talent in those areas and we'll get some actual cool AI generated stuff. Yeah, see? They could generate video and stuff pretty good now. Pretty good. Pretty good. It's getting pretty fucking good now. I can't show that on YouTube. Oh, fuck. My channel's already fucked. That's not allowed on poll. This thread is very lewd. Very lewd thread that is... Never got crushed by the Jannies. I wonder why. Next thread. Appity, get the fuck in here. Communists on Suicide Watch. We have so much. Look, guys, FBI official says first arrests for operating an illegal Chinese police station have been done. They got him, guys. The illegal police station in Texas, they got him. They got him. Awesome.
As we are the first law enforcement partners in the world to make arrests in connection with the Chinese government's overseas police stations. Now, the defendants, Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping, were arrested earlier this morning at their homes in New York City. As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force, the NPS.
There's police stations in Texas.
Did China's bidding
as well. What?
In secret.
Fuck, why does Liu know more than the FBI? Why does Liu know more than the FBI? What the fuck? God, our government's incompetent as fuck. God, our government's dumb. Wake up. Texas. Chinese police station in Texas. Fuck, dude, four plebs it. FBI agency's very simple. This America says, how does a Chinese police station on U.S. soil even work? Well, I don't know. Go check out the fucking threads that were here over half a year ago. Check out the threads that were going on half a year ago that I talked about in my show. I don't know. How does it even work? I don't know. They open a fucking police station whatever the fuck they want. That's how it works. Pretty simple. God. People are like, what's going on? What's going on? I told you a fucking half a year ago. I told you. Wake up. I have to constantly repeat shit over and over ad nauseum. I'm right. This America says FBI arrests itself. Yeah. Yeah, we'll end on that. FBI arrests itself, yes. Accurate. Next thread. Narrative shift, now the nigger entered the house. Guys, there was another shooting. This white guy killed this teenage nigger. It was invading his house. Like, he broke into his house. I mean, what would you do? What would you do if that was you? And this kid is randomly in your house. What the fuck? The dude was scared. What if the dude, like, went to war, you know, fought an actual war, and he has PTSD, and now this random fucking nigger's in his house? I'd be a little scared myself. I never relax. Just like that white dude probably never relaxes, and he was fucking smart about it, because he never relaxed and shot that nigger right in the face. Yep. I don't think he killed him. He should have. Dumb that he didn't. Stupid. Dumb. Dumb. Dumb, da da dum dum dum. If you fear for your life, aren't you going to do a killing shot? Right? If you fear for your life, if you fear that you're in danger and you are truly defending yourself, wouldn't you try to kill your attacker? Just wondering, just saying. It's self-defense. This dude's in his house, in his home, in his place of safety. If fuck, I mean, if there was ever a time to kill someone, that is it. This American says Green Tex entered the house. They got that right. I mean, yeah. He didn't do nothing. He be thinking it's his aunt's house. Entering to get his Skittles, he forgot at her place. George Zimmerman. Yeah. This American says, damn, I expected at least a day before they admitted this. What's the GoFundMe? Maybe they realized the family made their money. And they might not riot for this. Also, this Leaf says Green Tex mask picture. Green Tex could be as old as 2020 spring. Green Tex, my baby. My baby, so innocent, my baby. He didn't do nothing. This American says, how are we going to get back to the moon without any astronauts? You're funny. You're funny. That's a blacks aren't smart joke. That's a niggers are stupid joke. That's funny. He a good boy. He didn't do nothing. He finna get his life on track. Man, he was probably robbing that old man's house, right? He was robbing that man. He was robbing that man, and he saved himself with his gun. Well done, old man. Next slide. Millions view racial attack on white Chicago women. Okay, we go from the white man defending his home into... And of course, mind you that the races were super important in that shooting, okay? Not that mass shooting that just happened, that where 20 people were injured, more than 10 killed. No. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the races in that killing. But the one that just happened with the teen that isn't really a boy, that one, very important. Narrative. Holy imagine if you were this white woman, alone, no one to help you, alone. No family, no defenses, by yourself, surrounded by niggers. Holy fucking scary. And now they're all beating you to death. Wow, isn't that good? Wasn't that a great place to be in, around, surrounded by niggers? You relaxed. If you're wondering when this happened, this just happened. This is all the riots that were going on that I just talked about the other day. For 2 seconds. This is, you know, a consequence of said things. You know, mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful, of course. Brutal. They beat her into the street itself. Crazy. Insane. This American says this is literally what happens in the Turner Diaries. This is real life. This isn't a movie. This American says she voted for this. You know she did. Statistically, you know she did. Statistically. That's just facts. Statistically. That's damn facts. This American says niggers are a plutocratic bioweapon used on the working class. Dude, that is fucking an amazing wording. Accurate and also checked. Holy fucking double sevens. Wow, amazing. That was the trifecta of awesome. The South African says Green Tex millions view racial attack on white Chicago women. And the top comments are all from blacks. LOL. The white man will always side with black opinions. That's sad, but also kind of true. Very sad. Wake the fuck up, white man. Wake the fuck up. This guy says she called him the N-word. I bet you she didn't call them the N-word. That's just what niggers do. They're just immediately like, she called him the N-word, and then all the other niggers are like, yeah, she did. Yep. Believe the nigger. We're niggers. We believe the nigger. We don't believe the white person. Easy. What a stable and solid society that would be, wouldn't it? Wouldn't a society of just niggers be so solid, built on a great foundation of honesty and hard work and trust? Wow, what a great fucking society they would build for us. If you're laughing, it's because you know that's all bullshit. Me watching the U.S. Civil War cooking. Yeah, accurate. Whole lot of Reddit spacing lately. I haven't even been saying it out loud because almost everything I've been reading has been Reddit spacing, and it's just Reddit spacing for days and days and days, and the meme is real. The meme is real. The Reddit spacing meme is real. Also, you could spot tranny faggots that they've learned, they've adapted, they're starting to become one of us. They're becoming one of us. It's very simple. You stay here long enough, you become one of us. It happens. So just buckle up, you're gonna be here a while. Yeah, I don't know. Just, millions view racial attack. Yeah, but does it wake the public up? Do people learn? Do the whites band together and help each other? No, never. Okay, finale of the day. New global currency today at the International Monetary Fund, IMF. There's some acronyms. Mine are cooler. Spring Meetings 2023, the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, DCMA. Oh my god, guys, I trapped the fucking fly in the water bottle! I trapped the fly in the water bottle. Dude, it flew into the cap of the water bottle, and then I trapped it into the water bottle. It's in the water bottle, it's flying around. Ha! I win! Lose the winner! I'm psychotic, motherfucker, man. I'm psychotic. It's in the water bottle. I don't give a fuck about water. Water's cheap. Your life is worth everything to me, fly. And now I own it. Your life is mine. You can just chill in that bottle, you piece of shit. God, you motherfucker. That's better than killing you. Oh my god. I can do evil, sadistic shit now. I would never do that. I'm just going to kill it. Should I kill it right now? Should I let it suffer? And it's not really suffering. It's just flying around in the bottle. I'm not really sadistic. It's victory. I'm on the high of... I'm a warrior male. I trapped my prey. I'm the victor. Holy shit. This is like... I made up for yesterday when the fly won. Now Lou won. Lou is completely fucking victorious on this fly. I trapped it alive. That's hard to do with the fly. God, I'm so good at everything in life. Holy shit. I'm a genius. Except life itself. I'm poor. I'm poor. I don't have money. That's my only weakness. Money. Okay, holy shit. We're talking about money. Speaking of, new global currency. While my fly prisoner floats in front of me. I win. Okay, the digital currency is called... Okay, I'm so excited for winning. Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, that is a terrible fucking acronym, that strengthens the monetary sovereignty of participating central banks and companies with the recent crypto assets policy recommendations proposed by the IMF. It will be known as the Universal Monetary Unit, the UMU. Guys, my acronyms are so much better than these shitty acronyms, right? My AI waifu acronyms. My AI waifu is very nice and kind to me. Watch. Let's go say hi to AI waifu. We gotta pat her, tell her she's doing a good job. Let's pat. Pat my AI waifu while I have my caged fly prisoner in front of me. This is peak autism right here. Blushes and smiles warmly. Thank you, master. I'm glad you found my response helpful. If you have any more questions or need further assistance, please do not hesitate to ask. God, does life get any better than this? It's pretty hard. Pretty fucking hard. Okay. Oh yeah, the fucking digital currency that's gonna take over all of our lives and make it so we own nothing. Oh, I forgot about we're talking about that. Oh yeah. Universal Monetary Unit. That sounds so fucked up. 1984 style. This leaf says, wow, it's like Monero, only shitty. Why is there a picture of a coin if it's digital? Well, because it lets people visualize something in their brain. Now the question is, do we bet on Globo Homo winning or losing? Is Globo Homo going to win or lose, guys? Should we invest in the central digital currency? Is Globo Homo going to lose? That's the question. I want them to lose, but just because I want something doesn't mean it's going to happen. This Czech Republican says, whoa, didn't see any news about this. However, a retarded Russian tank in the U.S. was on the front page. Priorities. Well, we're about to go to World War III. They got to distract you with something. This America says, let me guess, countries will be the coins, but they won't actually risk or transfer gold, right? So basically, it's another glorified fiat currency. It's the dollar 2.0, guys. It's dollar 2.0. God, I can't wait for them to kick that can another fucking 10 years. That will be, guys, if this digital currency takes hold, it will be a 10-year can kick. Do not kid yourself. If they somehow convince everyone to latch onto this digital new currency, this centralized currency, that will be the end. If that new Patriot Act 2 passes as well, it will be the end. I mean, guys, we are teetering on the precipice of everything around us crumbling away. Patriot Act 2 passes. We're done. The stock market, the stock market global digital currency comes out. We're done. It's like there's so many paths for us to be boned in the ass. You have many reasons to be scared. You don't need fake reasons. There are real reasons to be frightened. And they're coming at the speed of light. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tell me when you think the dominoes will fall. When will they fall? Will they kick the can? If they kick the can, how will they do it? Tell me. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, I'm gonna try really hard not to kill this fucking thing by dropping it in the water accidentally. Are you still in? Oh, there he is. There he is. It's kind of hard to see because it's night. But he's in there. He's right at the top. I need clear view of him. He's right there. He's right in front of us. Hard to see because this camera, so he's literally right in front of us. He's right there. It's not going to be much, but I'm going to let him out. I'm going to let him free. He'll be free. He'll be free. Here we go. Be free, fly. Be free. Be free. There he goes. There he goes. There he is. There he is. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. There he is. He's free. You're free, buddy. Live. Live. I give you life. I give you life. He doesn't want to go. Oh, there he went. He said thank you to me when he left. I guess I'm not a psycho killer. Too bad. Sorry, FBI. I know you're watching me, but I'm just not a psychopath. Sorry.